of a frank and explicit nature. Viewer discretion is advised.
May I ask what your name is?
Hey, this is Tom Merritt of Tech News Today, and you're listening to Geek.io, where you put geek in, and guess what? Geek out!
Coming to you live from the Geek.io studios, we're clogging your inner tubes full of nerds. This is the Geek.io show.
Transform and roll out.
With your hosts, CJ and Rachel Vogt, Jared Azevedo. With mad support from our producer, Jared Budlong. A proud member of the AWPA Network.
Wow, that was weird and delayed. Welcome to Geek.io episode 32, recorded Wednesday the 18th of September 2013. I'm your host, CJ, I can't stop coughing, Boat.
And I'm Jared Azevedo.
And I'm Rachel. Boat.
Microphone.
And he's muted.
Dang it. That hasn't happened in a long time. Curses. All right.
And that's but long.
And I'm Jared, and I want a Portuguese.
Joining us.
You can't
this
have
week,
a Portuguese.
Everyone's favorite editor in chief of the Everfree News Network, boss man of AWPA, chief yeller, and the man who proposed to me on the Little Mermaid ride at Walt Disney World, Joseph Castle. How are you today, sir?
You know, I'm not the editor in chief anymore.
What?
No, that's Alex. I'm the network director.
No, I said of Everfree News Network.
Oh, okay. Hello.
Oh. Somebody's paying attention.
He said, I mean, thanks. Yeah.
Paying attention to his own intro.
We'll edit it in post, no worries.
Okay.
We're not going to edit it.
No, we won't.
We're not going to edit anything.
Edit? Yeah. You don't edit. Get out of here.
No.
I have to yell at Budlong to put up the show, much less edit it.
Yeah, that was my fault this week.
Terrible.
So how are you this evening, sir?
I'm good. It's been a crazy week at work, but slowly winding down. So, yeah. I've literally not, like, I've been coding all week and optimizing websites, so I haven't had a chance to do anything except play a little bit of GTA.
Yay.
For an hour yesterday.
And by a little bit, did you mean you got lost and ended up playing for six?
No. Okay. I couldn't. I had interviews to conduct for a website. So.
That's what happens to me. So just making sure. Evidently,
I wish I could play for 6 hours. That's going to be Saturday's thing.
Oh, it's never on purpose. I normally sit down to play, you know, a mission or two, and then I end up, you know, across San Andreas or whatever town I'm in, depending on the game, and it's like 6 hours later, and I should have been asleep.
Right. And you accomplish absolutely nothing.
Oh, yeah, no, I forgot about the mission. I just started looking for cool cars and running people over and shooting people.
Right.
So.
Right. Now you can take big 747 airliners, so why not?
Yeah.
Woohoo!
Works for me.
Yeah. But otherwise, it's been good. I've been away the last 2 weeks, weekends, so I haven't been on our show. So.
Awesome.
It's been crazy, but I'm here. Got to hang out with CJ and Rachel this past weekend.
Budlong, next segment, because he's ruining it.
What? Oh, I'm not ready for that.
Apparently, I'm ruining something.
All right, are we ready?
Ruin everything.
We're ready.
I've ruined it.
Sure. Oh, I long pressed.
Gadgets, games, and gizmos. Pew, 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 pew.
Okay, this is Gizmos, where we talk about what we've been doing the last week. Jose, go.
Well, I went to Disney with Rachel and CJ.
I think I heard about that.
I think you heard about it too. That's been like the last 10 minutes I've been talking about what I did. could have started this segment much sooner anyway. So yeah, I went to Disney for Unleash the Villains, a Friday the 13th event at Hollywood Studios, and that was fun. And I got to hang out with the boats, and it was quite fun.
Did you guys go on It's a Small World? Because that would be quite a funny trip. because no, boats, we didn't. Riding
the only
boats,
thing we did do this weekend, I think.
No. That's a shame because your your nephew was the first time at Disney World and you didn't take him on Small World. That's a disgrace.
Yeah, well, crap happens.
I just thought it'd be funny to have boats on boats.
A couple rides that I had sworn.
Several rides at Disney's on boats. I mean, Pirates
there are a bunch
of
rides
on
boats.
That's the one
well, that
pops
African
in my head
cruise
the first
thing
time.
Doesn't exist anymore, does it?
Yeah,
Jungle Cruise
is still there, and actually,
oh, Jungle Cruise?
Please tell me you just called it the African Cruise. Is that really what you just said?
Jungle Cruise, my bad.
It's actually under refurbishment.
It was closed
right
the last time I was there.
It's under refurbishment to the end of the month. They're bringing over some of the Tokyo stuff. So,
cool. Does that mean they're going to start yelling at us in Japanese? Because that would be awesome.
I mean, they already yell at you, so they just.
Is there going to be pandas? Are they going to shoot the hippos again? Or is it crocodiles that they shoot?
Well,
what?
Or do they not do that anymore?
They don't mention the shooting the hippos in the trees because that's an airplane joke, and well, yeah.
Headshot.
Yeah, pretty much.
Aw. I love the Jungle Cruise. There's a picture of me when I'm like 8 driving the boat. This was a great moment in my life.
Aw. Yeah, they don't let you do that anymore.
Yeah, what? You can still drive the boat. Yeah, you can still drive the boat.
No, CJ, they just don't let you drive the boat anymore.
Yeah, they don't let me drive it.
You need to be older for that.
Who is this 50-year-old man who wants to drive my boat? No.
Get out of my way.
Well, it's not really driving anything. It's
no, you're on a track. Oh, we just spoiled the magic for everybody. Hold on. CJ,
the hippos are fiberglass, everybody.
Let me go through the list of things that CJ wrote here that I should talk about. WDW, check. I played Grand Theft Auto 5 for about an hour.
What
was
that?
Well, it is a game that made $800 million yesterday.
Jeez,
is that?
Wow.
Am I getting ahead of myself?
Can it go on sale yet? Because that'd be great.
What?
I already made $800 million. They don't need any more. Just put it on sale so I can get it.
Right?
Yeah, put it on sale for $20. See how much that takes off.
Put it in the next Humble Bundle. Maybe I'll get
like this one.
Yeah, right. Make it one of the bonus unlocks.
But it's fun. It's big map. It's interesting because I don't know. I don't want to spoil too much, but I don't know how much you guys know about it. But if you know, this is a known fact. Like, you know that you are multiple people. Like, you play different characters.
What? I didn't know.
Yeah, this is not a spoiler. This is a known thing. But you can play as multiple
people.
I didn't
know it. Jeez. Spoilers.
And, well, too bad. Well, so
you should have been paying attention.
So this
yeah, apparently to this game I have no desire to play.
Listen, I've made like 8,000 posts on our site about Grand Theft Auto the last week.
What site is that?
We can talk about that later. hold on. It is. Where's my finger? There it is. That one. Anyways, so. Yeah, you can play with multiple people, and the biggest concern I had was, well, how are you going to be able to do that? You know, it's hard enough playing one person, now you have to play four people. And the way they designed the system is really intelligent, and the people, when you're not playing as them, they go about their normal life, which is really cool. like Animal Crossing, where they just, you know, they do the things no matter what you're doing.
I like that plan a lot better than having to keep track of four people and, you know,
Grand Theft Auto, Animal
Crossing. If it went back to the San Andreas route where you had to actually, like, exercise and eat and keep track of your weight.
No.
And, oh, my,
no,
like, there's no
there's
way.
No exercise. That was so stupid. There's no exercising involved. I mean, you can customize your character, but that whole eating and exercising bullshit is gone. So
I'm glad it never got brought back. Never got brought
well, right.
I can't even speak right now.
Brought back.
It's already been brought.
What was it?
That is an Alabama slip out.
What was the Grand Theft Auto that came out after San Andreas?
That should be four. Yeah, that
was four. Which did not. They removed those things.
Yeah, I'm
so
just glad they
thing.
Didn't make a comeback when you have four people. I just thought you never know.
Yeah, everything else they added though makes up for it. Like, well, it doesn't really make up for it. It is much better. So, it's improvement. I definitely recommend you check it out. And, you know, I would have loved for a PC version, but, you know, that's not coming out until December or January, so they say.
Maybe that's when I'll get it. We'll see.
Yeah, me too.
Job stuff. Well, I'm reading this here. Job stuff.
I'm just working. Going with what you said during the last section. I just put it into here because
sure. No, it's fine. Job stuff. Everfree. I run Everfree Network News. I've said that before. So we hired some new people, and we have some interviews coming up, and we have some conventions coming up. And 4chan still hates us. So that's about it with that.
Yay, 4chan. It's gone.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yeah, we had a big issue yesterday. A contract leaked from us and BronyCon, and it leaked due to a rat. How can I say this nicely? An ex-employee leaked it. So 4chan loves us right now. There's no unrustling of the Jimmys in this show, but I want to unrustle my Jimmy for a second.
Okay. I don't have a bumper, so... And also unrustling your Jimmys with Miguel.
Yeah. Well, very quickly. So we were working on a new show for the APA network called Bits to Beats, which was going to be a music show that Alex Martinez is going to host. He created the first few episodes. I created the site, posted the RSS feed on iTunes, and iTunes denied my feed this morning. So I called them up and I go, "What's up?" And they're like, "Your show is copyrighted." And I go, "What do you mean it's copyrighted?" And they're like, "Yeah, you have music playing in the background that you're not allowed to have." And I go, "Every show I have plays music." "Yeah, but this show has too much music. There's too much music. Apparently there are requirements." So they're like, "Yeah, so we can't post it." I'm like, "Okay." So we're going to hold off on it and put it on our radio station when we launch it.
I was going to say, I would be careful saying all of our shows have that. And they're like, "Oh, really?"
Yeah. Well, you know, Geek.io, my other show, Geek.io, has a lot of music on it, you know.
Yeah, and, get us kicked off. Thanks.
And WDW Radio, I hate them a lot. I really do hate them, so I can start.
Yeah, WDW Radio plays a lot of music. I run that site totally. Let's go with that.
Right. I do, yeah, so. It was fun. That's it. That's all I got.
So, okay. You get to
pick
who goes
next. Hey, CJ, what's up with you?
Yay, I get to go next.
Yay!
I'm still playing Splinter Cell Blacklist. That game is an addiction, and I love it, and it's amazing. Like Jose said, went to Disney, had a very awkward bromance moment that I wasn't expecting, but it was welcomed. it was chock full of giggles.
You lost your wife, too, at Disney.
Yeah. So. Ironically enough, to Jose, who proposed to me on The Little Mermaid. So
that did not happen. I just want to set the record straight. So wait, this story needs to be told the correct way.
Yeah, let's go ahead and put this in context.
Okay.
While we are waiting in line, Jose and I are talking, and it's the new Voyage of the Little Mermaid ride in New Fantasyland at Magic Kingdom. So we're in line, and Jose's whining. Then let's call it a whine because it was a whine about
whining.
the kiss the girl scene because he's forever alone.
No, you missed the part. You missed the most important part. They missed like the most important.
He's muted. You can talk.
What I'm not muted.
No. Before I go being told that I was whining. I wasn't whining. I was told that a friend of mine proposed to his girlfriend on the Kiss the Girl scene, and they managed to, like, get them to stop the ride at that scene, and it was amazing. Well, I mentioned that, and when we get on the ride stops dead center to the Kiss the Girl
dead,
scene.
Dead center. Like perfect
it just stops.
Center.
And so I jokingly turn around and go, "CJ, I have something to tell you." And I... dance break.
Wait, that's not the right kind. That's not from proposal music. That's
no. That was supposed to be a different clip, actually. It didn't
well,
work.
That
went to a different area.
We can't afford that copyright.
Yeah.
Yeah. Too bad. We're already taken out of Germany.
Oh, everybody.
Oh, it was this one. Sorry.
Good job, everybody. Oh, there you go.
That's what I was looking
for. A
little
better.
Sorry.
Speaking of Germany, I introduced Jose to Biergarten.
I've been there before. We've had this conversation. Stop pretending that you did this. No,
what?
You did not do anything.
CJ keeps trying to make their first date even better and better in his head.
Exactly. It's totally magical. Also, like you guys said last week, and I want to apologize for not being on last week. I was so sick last week. If you couldn't tell from the coughing that you'll hear every once in a while, it's still hanging around a little bit. But like, I had no voice at all last week. I barely had enough to go this weekend. I was still so sick this weekend when I went to Disney.
No, you talked a lot. You didn't sound like you were sick.
Oh, dude, trust me.
Oh, burned.
He called you out. He
basically, so yes. Jose, he's just trying to warn you that you may have whatever he has.
Yes. I feel perfectly fine.
CJ sounded normal this weekend. I sounded like a frog.
Rachel did sound like a frog. A frog sound like her.
I really wish I had my soundboard going, because right now I buzzed into Princess and the Frog music.
Don't do that. That's a terrible movie.
No, it's bullshit. All right, get him off my show. Done. Uh-oh. Get the hell off my show.
Oh, wow.
Come on. We all know that's like the worst movie ever.
Not one of my favorites. It's all right.
There we go. So yeah, I did start a new job this week. I am now a
Oh boy.
Oh, children.
Garrett, we're getting into mute battle.
Oh, he left.
Oh,
CJ.
He dropped the mic.
Oh, CJ.
Come back.
We love you.
Come back, CJ.
Hey, welcome to Geek.io, where we
put Geek in and kick CJ out.
Oh, I heard a Windows error. Something completely failed.
No, that was my soundboard. That was CJ.
Look at you. You look so bored.
All right, CJ, you can talk now.
Well, that happened.
Yes, it did. But yeah, I'm now a database administrator.
Which is what DBA stands for, everybody. Congratulations.
Yes, it's what DBA stands for. Consequently, I'm surprised how many people I've actually described what that is to. Which is kind of weird, but I guess it's just me being jaded. But the only thing is, like, I like my job. I really do. But the table structure there is so horrible. And the server is really bad. Like, I've crashed the server 6 times now just by running reports.
It sounds like you went on a bad date.
Uh-oh.
The table structure is really bad. The server was horrible.
It's just a complete and utter lack of indices. Service is slow.
Exactly. I also, to try and see if I could get back into it, I also have watched over the last couple of days Breaking Bad Season 1, Episode 1 and 2. I know that's not where it gets great.
No.
But I'm just I'm trying to get myself back into it, and also trying to figure a way that I could sell it to Rachel, because I'll watch it a lot faster and pay more attention if I can watch it with Rachel. But between all the good shows starting next week, I don't know if I'm not going to be able to sit down and focus on Breaking Bad until like January.
Yeah. Breaking Bad didn't really get good for me until the end of Season 2.
So it was like I've heard that.
I've heard
Season 1 is kind of just establishing the characters, and Season 2 where it actually picks up.
Yeesh.
I've also premiere of Legend of Korra, speaking of good TV, happened on Friday, and I watched it on Monday. And it's amazing. Like, it is still the best animated show on TV now, easily, hands down.
Yeah, which I still haven't watched the first book or season or whatever you want to call it. And I feel bad about
that. Think
it's
on Netflix now?
I think Nickelodeon pulled all of their stuff off Netflix once the Cartoon Network contract came out.
Because they suck.
Yeah. Maybe. But I own Last Airbender, all 3 seasons of that on DVD. Nice. And the reason I haven't really started Korra yet is because my wife is working her way through Airbender, and I'm waiting for her to catch up before I start so we can watch
Fair
it
enough.
Together. So I have a good excuse. And yeah. I plan to watch it because I love Airbender.
Oh,
not
dude,
the movie.
Korra.
Not the movie.
Korra is like. Korra takes that world and like it modernizes it so well. Like,
I watched the first two episodes.
Yeah, they did the whole two episodes on Nickelodeon, and like there's a thing in a world building when there's magic, quote unquote magic involvolved in it. Two things can
bending.
Happen. Either the magic, quote unquote, can either hold a civilization back where they live their lives based on said magic, or they take it and they make it a modernized tale where the magic actually propels forward motion of technology. And that's what Legend of Korra does. It takes the mysticism that you learned about in Last Airbender and makes it all sorts of awesome and steampunky.
Oh, yeah. Who doesn't love some good steampunk these days?
Exactly. Like, Legend of Korra did one thing really well. It made me want to go back and actually start to go back and watch Batman the Animated Series and Batman Beyond again. Like that.
Yeah,
that's
Batman
what that
Beyond's
show did,
on but... Netflix, and I yes. want to watch it again so bad. I put it in my queue, but I haven't started it yet.
Yes. Other than that, I got nothing. Rachel, go.
I actually didn't have my mic muted. As the boys were talking about, yes, we did the whole Disney thing this weekend, and I dragged my 15-year-old nephew, who, as Jose had mentioned, had never been to Disney. Mm-mm. Well, never that he remembers. He was, like, just over two the first time he went, so that really doesn't count. Because, well, that just doesn't count. He went with his mother, his sister, his brother, and none of them really remember it. Other than that, really didn't do much, but while we were at Disney, CJ got me on Everest. And
I saw pictures.
I actually
CJ was
my
not
nephew,
impressed.
I bought my nephew photographic proof that I went on Expedition Everest with him. Also got me on Big Splash Mountain twice. Which I think is hysterical because I kept going, I'm not going to go on roller coasters. I don't do them. Oh, I do roller coasters.
So there you go. Jose got the boats on a log boat, if that counts.
And he was all the way in the back. It was great.
Yeah, he got peed on. It was glorious.
I got peed on by who?
By the mountain.
Okay.
Delayed reaction.
I don't know what the response to that
is. It's glorious on this one. We're riding through the second time because it was right at park close. So the other person with us is like, oh, ask the cast member if you can go again. So I'm like, hey, can we go again? And then we just shot forward. It was amazing. The second time through, Alex and I, who are in the front row, we're hardly wet at all. Like we're like getting upset because we wanted to get wet. That's the whole reason you go on Splash Mountain. We then get to this part where you go around the mountain in front of it, and then the log flume comes down and it splashes up. So we in the first three rows don't get wet, and we're like halfway down, and all of a sudden you hear Jose in the back go, "Oh man!" It was glorious.
I'm sorry, my phone is getting bombarded by Facebook messages.
You guys make me want to go to Disney World. I haven't been since I was probably
Dude,
eight.
You should go.
You should come down.
We're waiting for my son to get old enough to actually remember and care about it, so he's not two when he goes, like we were talking about with our cousin. We're trying to go where he actually remember it. So we're probably waiting another couple of years, and we're going to go.
How old is he?
He's two right now. So
okay. That's when I started going. Well, actually, I started going 6 months. Jeez. Okay, I'm irrelevant, so that doesn't matter, because I've been to Disney World 176 times. So.
Wow.
But who's counting?
Should I keep count, or is that just a guess?
No, Disney keeps count.
Oh, Disney keeps count?
Yeah, hell if I know.
I'm sure
Disney
they do.
Disney probably does keep count.
They do eye
part.
Scans and fingerprints as you come in. Screw the NSA, Disney knows everything.
Yeah.
Actually, with the RFID technology, they're working on being able to, as you walk in the parks or pass certain things, say, oh, it's your X time. Welcome back.
Nice. It's small pirate privacy after all. It's small privacy after all.
Or none.
But look what all you get for giving up your privacy. Just like Google. Get all this
all my privacy gizmos.
Get Hangouts and email and docs online.
The only argument I would make is that you can use those Google services practically anywhere. Disney World, you kind of have to travel to use.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever. I'm sure they'll have teleportation technology soon.
Just trying to be devil's advocate here, you know.
Disney's always working on that.
Wish for it.
Said wiggle my nose?
Wiggle your nose and wish for it.
Like Bewitched?
Hell yeah.
Tell me he doesn't have to wear the outfit.
Oh, no, he has to wear the outfit.
I can't do it.
I don't even know where to go from here.
It's Rachel. Keep next.
I have no idea what's going on.
Seija, you're boinging.
No, you are. And keep going.
Talk,
other than that, I slacked off on all my schoolwork this week, and I'm a horrible, horrible person.
The shame.
And now I'm trying to play catch up. And pick a Jared, any Jared.
Welcome aboard Virgin Rago Flight 326.
What? I'm not even sure what just happened, but okay.
It's a pilot joke.
If you look to your left.
I can't fly. I haven't done a whole lot recently, so I've been playing a little bit of Fable 3 still. I finally judged my brother, so if you've played the game, you'll know what I'm talking about. I finally judged him, made that decision, and then I've been potty training my two-year-old, so that's fun, sort of, sometimes.
Not fun, really. Sometimes, sort of,
not
never.
Really. Yeah, not cleaning up pee and poo is not a lot of fun, especially when it's not in a nice little container you can wrap up and throw away. It ends up on the floor and in underwear and all kinds of places you don't want.
It's for that reason that we didn't try to preemptively potty train. Because as of this weekend, Kia is potty trained fully.
Woo!
Sweet. Well, he expresses interest. It just dies off really quickly, like an hour later.
You can go the route of, you know, every 20 minutes reminding him.
Yeah.
Or you can just let him warm up to it. Because, I mean, AJ is turning 3 in 14 days. And
the problem,
he's kind of like, eh.
Yeah, the problem is at the school he goes to, you have to be potty trained before you can get into the 3-year-old class. So that's kind of a necessity.
That's dumb.
Nah, it's the way the school is laid out. They don't have a way for them to keep track of keep track of the kids. That's horrible.
It's still dumb.
Okay, sure. They're trying to help kids grow up and pee on their own. Anyway, and I've been cooking
maybe
more.
I'm jaded.
So, and I've been cooking more also. So we did curry last night or two nights ago. Had leftovers tonight. Pretty freaking delicious. It was a yellow Thai chicken curry. It's freaking delicious. Love it.
I'm coming over to eat dinner at your
place. Sounds
amazing.
If you would like to make that drive, I would gladly cook curry for you.
That sounds so good.
Throwing that out there. Curry or fried chicken fingers, because those
8 or 9 hours?
Yeah.
That's not bad.
Yeah, the chicken finger thing doesn't happen nearly as often because it takes all day to prep, basically. It's not a lot of fun. So, at least to do them the way I like to have them done, it takes all day, and I just don't do them that often. But, let's see. Fable 3, potty training, cooking. Man.
Anything else?
I don't think there's been a whole lot. It's been a busy week for work, so I haven't had a whole lot of time to do anything else.
I feel you.
Yeah. I thought that was CJ. Oh, never mind.
What?
Nothing. I was making a reference to the date at Disney.
No, we are not the same damn person.
What? No, he said, never mind.
Okay.
It was a horrible bad joke.
Obviously.
It didn't work, so I'm passing the torch to Azevedo.
I've totally missed the joke.
I don't know what's going on.
I have no idea what's going on. But speaking of Disney, my daughter has discovered Disney.
Hey, now you are in trouble. Congratulations.
Yeah, because we have watched Cinderella 9 times in the last week, I think.
Wow.
Seems about
it. It's like once a day. She goes to her room, she pulls up the Cinderella DVD, and Rella?
Cinderella once a day sounds like it's not that bad.
It's not too bad, especially because it's usually when I'm not home. I'm usually at work, but over the weekend I watch Cinderella 3 times. So.
Gotcha.
See, that's not bad. When you have Ha ha bibbit. I just edit Ha ha bibbit again. No.
What is
I don't want her to watch too much TV.
Screaming Banshee Meltdown, fine. Button. Ha ha bibbit! Magically everything is fine.
What is Ha ha bibbit?
Princess and the Frog.
Okay.
Oh, that maybe.
Okay.
Yeah.
She we now can say it, but at the point in time when she was watching it like that, she didn't say princess and she didn't say frog, and because frogs ribbit, it became bibbit.
I gotcha. Okay.
I don't know where she got ha ha from princess, but it made her happy.
Yeah. So Cinderella, Tangled, and...
Tangled is really good.
Tangled is great.
I've seen that movie so many times and know every single song by memory.
I was like, I actually enjoyed that one.
It's a little bit frightening.
It should not be frightening considering my music library is 640 gigs of Disney music.
Yikes. Anyway.
Fun fact.
Speaking of that much Disney music.
I guess you don't use Google Play. I
also watched on Netflix, they have the classic Disney Three Little Pigs, and she friggin' loves that. It's the greatest thing ever. It's just... It'll pigs? Oof, oof, oof. And then she'll start blowing on things. It's great.
Curiosity. So,
but luckily that one's
Netflix.
Only 8 minutes long, so it's not too bad.
Does Roku Netflix have profiles yet?
Not yet.
Okay. The Xbox just got it. So I finally was able to transition all the kids' movies over to a separate profile.
Yes.
And the only time they leak into mine is when he's watching on a tablet. So
the Sesame Street and the Curious George.
Yes.
The,
see, this will be very interesting because on ours, here's a little bit of a peek behind the curtain. we actually, it's very weird because we have what Rachel and I have, and we have three very separate things because it's not on the PS3 yet and it's not on the Roku yet. So we haven't set them up. So we have three very separate entities that watch our Netflix. We have Rachel and I, you know, Orange is the New Black, that kind of thing. Serenity, Firefly, Breaking Bad. And then we have the kids, which is the Disney and the whatnot and the Super Y and that kind of thing. And then we have the Dale.
Dale watches some pretty interesting things.
Yes.
I'm just going to throw it out there that this is live
Dale
on YouTube.
On Netflix,
I'm just going to throw that out there.
I know what Dale watches.
Yeah, I have no idea what the heck is going on right here.
There is a third party who evidently shares his Netflix watching habits with the boats.
Oh.
And it's odd.
Okay. I don't know. Is that a bad thing?
I mean, it... in theory, could be. I don't know how they
would
feel.
My brother.
Okay.
that
Dale.
Happened.
My bad. I thought we were referring to a different Dale.
Okay. No, Dale.
That's okay.
Yeah, I see.
That's.
I talked about him tons of times on the show.
That's where my misunderstanding came from. I thought we were referring to a different Dale. My bad. Then that one is completely okay. That is family, and that's kind of what the whole profile thing was designed for. So we're just going to leave that in the past.
So, speaking of Netflix, I'm still working my way through Better Off Ted because I'm just trying. I'm in season two, and I'm liking it more and more.
That's good.
Lemonfill just basically keep the show going for me. Everybody else I'm kind of about, but Lemonfill make it worth it. They keep bringing me back. Though I will say the episode where they have the company genetically matches everyone with their best genetic match was one of the most brilliant things I've ever seen. So,
have you gotten to the translation box yet?
No. Oh, not the translation.
So good. I can't wait till you get to that episode.
And aside from that, just writing code. Lots and lots and lots of code.
Third time's a charm, everybody. Wow. Let's do it.
So, sorry about the interruption.
We've done this now like 8 dozen times
tonight. I think we're basically just going to pick up from the break. So,
this podcast is brought to you in part by Tweaked Audio. They've got 7 great styles. They've got 7 great colors. Well, technically 6. And then they have wood. I don't call that a color. Maybe you do. Mic'd and non-mic'd versions. They're designed to sound great for music and talk, like podcasts. Engineered for durability, they've got a noise-reducing design, compatible with iPods, iPhones, Android devices, and all MP3 players and most phones. Don't forget you get 1/3 off of your order. That's right, you get 30% off. Just use the discount code GEEK. Oh, and one more thing, they've got free shipping. Find them at www.geek-io.com/tweaked.
This is Willis for How It Stacks, where we watch and rate all the TV shows, movies, video games, toys, and music that you grew up with to see how they stack up as an adult.
every 2 weeks we get together, get drunk, and cover topics such as
Voltron,
the WWF,
Mega Man,
Escape from New York,
Escape from LA,
The Labyrinth,
and The Dark Crystal.
Tune in to How It Stacks on the Geek.io Podcast Network every 2 weeks where we get shit-faced and talk about the nerdiest topics that can come to mind.
My name's Willis.
And I am JD for How It Stacks.
Pew, 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 pew. Oh, wait, wrong version, wrong one.
What? Oh, no. That is the wrong one.
No, it was fine. You were in the news. What? We're good.
I don't know what's happening.
Welcome either. To Slow News right. Week, guys. Yeah, no. That's right. I just like making Budlong double guess himself.
I hate you so much. I thought my soundboard
it's the
failed.
The sweetest sentence ever.
I thought my soundboard failed.
So,
you suck.
Just really quick, I did want to touch a couple things here really quick.
You would want to touch a couple things, fucking nerd.
Network-wise.
You know what? Good night, everybody.
Network-wise, I want to welcome Daryl Shaler to the network. He has a blog running over at geek-io.com covering mostly comics. He's going to be doing some game stuff here. For those who don't know who he works with me on artwork for like Disney Geek.io and Comic Geek.io. And for those who are watching YouTube, in just a couple of seconds, we'll get to see some of his awesome work. I'm going to rock that because it's fun and it's awesome. since we've been doing nothing but talking about Disney, there we go, Mike T. Geek.
Whoa, extreme close-up.
Extreme Mike.
I don't know how I feel about this.
But he does this. Knocks over Darth Vader.
What just happened? Nothing but the best, everybody.
Darth Vader should have been down there.
Yes.
Quality professional work, ladies and gentlemen.
I have mic up. They can't see it.
Oh. I can't see anything that's currently going on. I see a couch. And both Jareds look lost.
Yeah, pretty much. I have no idea what's going on.
Also, I did get a message from somebody who was claiming to be Sexy Nachos on IRC a couple days ago.
What?
Asking what happened with John. And John has, we have decided that he's going to take a break. He may be back. We don't know what's going on with his school schedule and everything like that. But yeah, right now he is not, he's not working with us right now. And we wish him the best on everything he's doing.
Boop-boop-boo!
Other than that, I got nothing more for Geek.io news. So I'm going to go for the only tech news story really worth noting this week. Google twilighting the Nexus 4 phone. That would be for the video watchers again. I need to turn off mic. Hold on. I'm going to turn off mic. Yeah, there we go. For those who are watching the show, this is this phone, this glorious phone right here. It's beautiful.
Good riddance.
Dude, it's a great phone.
Nope, it has no LTE.
Care.
I like something.
I don't get LTE here anyway, so what the hell do I get the shit for?
Mine has LTE, but I don't get LTE, so.
Well, my phone has LTE, and I get LTE.
Hey, what? Me too. Virtual high five.
Yeah.
But they did a big clearance sale, getting rid of the rest of the stock last week, and this is also coming on the accidental reveal of their new phone that they did for the 4.4 preview. So, yeah.
Accidentally on purpose.
There's going to be a new phone. Probably coming. The announcement might probably be this month sometime.
And that's also right around the same time that somebody found one in a bar again. Like, when is that going to stop happening?
I mean, everybody was finding these phones in bars. That's the best
in
place
bars,
to
yeah.
I need to start going to bars.
A bar.
I want to see
I'm
one.
I'm going to take some pictures and post them on Facebook.
I want to see one wind up in like a strip club or something.
So
that would be better.
I think that I'm looking to buy a new phone. I mentioned this earlier before the show started. And with the Nexus 5, like there's a couple of phones I'm looking at. And the Nexus 5 is one of those. I just need a release date.
Yeah, release date and probably some technical specifications because, yeah. I mean, if the Nexus 5 does to the iPhone 5S what the 4 did to the iPhone 4, then the 5
Wait,
is going to be a...
Wait, you completely lost me. Then try that again.
You lost me too.
Okay.
What?
I follow Android news and I'm lost.
when they announced the Nexus 4, when it was done, I believe it was around the time of the iPhone 4, and it just beat the crap out of it on every single technical level, except for the screen, which is the only thing, but that's what Apple
iPhone,
is good at.
iPhone, what iPhone?
I think it was the 4.
The 4
it, if
what?
It wasn't the 4S.
To which one?
The Nexus 4.
I think the Nexus 4 is almost a year, so it should have been the 5.
4S.
It should have been the 5. Yeah,
is
that came out with
the
5.
Or 5.
It was the 5. And if that's the case, then I don't think that the Nexus 4 had it beaten by any means.
It had a better processor.
But no LTE.
It has more...
No LTE.
Also, like I said, it's hard to beat Apple on pretty stuff.
Well, and the camera.
So, well, yeah, that again is part of pretty stuff.
Screw those cameras built into those phones. We just need to get the Sony QX100. Strap that baby on. Does everyone know what I'm talking about?
Pictures.
Yes.
No. Nope. Nobody knows. Nobody cares.
Nobody knows.
I do.
Thank you.
I do.
After your golf hatred last week.
As a photography guy, I do follow along in all the videos.
After your golf hatred last week, nobody cares.
I care. Whatever.
She's
jealous.
But the I personally would wait on the Nexus 5 until they do the announcement for it, obviously. What other phones are you looking at?
I am looking at the Note 3, simply put, because I want a ginormous screen.
Yes. So much yes.
Like I was always
against
that.
If you want a ginormous phone, that's the one to get.
A friend of mine has a Note 2, and I had a chance to, like, just look at the screen. Like, the size, because the size is pretty similar. And my biggest concern was, does this fit in my pocket? And it fits perfectly fine in my pocket. Like, I wear pants that have big pockets, so it's all, like, I'm not worried about that. I'm just... To be the truth is, and here's the thing, like, look, I'm an Apple fanboy, and I'm not afraid to admit that, and that's a pretty well-known fact, but I know that Apple releases every other year these S phones, which are pretty much just small upgrades. They're not so much aesthetic as upgrades as they are internal upgrades, and that sort of sucks because, you know, if you want to upgrade your phone every year, like I do, I sort of, like, get like, oh, okay, I gotta buy another 5S. It's the same thing. It has a cool fingerprint thing, but reality is like that fingerprint sensor doesn't have any practical use on a daily basis.
Except securing your phone a little bit better.
Well, but if you
and submitting it to the NSA.
it's stored in hardware. We've had it. but it's not even that. It's just like
sure it is.
It's, to me, I just don't feel like it's enough of a convincing point to upgrade.
I'm not trying to convince you to buy an iPhone. I'm just
no.
I'm playing devil's advocate a little bit.
But this does seem to be a little weird S upgrade, like, oh, it's a fingerprint scanner, and it's gold. Yeah, we're giving it the better processor, but mostly the fingerprint scanner.
Well, and that's the thing, 64-bit processor sounds good, but the lack of apps, it's going to take a while before apps are there. So,
like 3 years. Just gonna throw that out there.
Exactly. And the thing is that developers are gonna be very hesitant because, well, people have more 4S's and 4s and 5s than they have a 5S. So why go? Because I don't know if you guys read, but they're gonna have to develop two separate apps. This is like sort of like the whole universal argument when the iPad came out, and oh, you want your app to work on there, you have to develop two versions of it. This is sort of that same scenario. They're going to have to develop two versions of the app, one that runs 32-bit, one that runs 64. And I just feel like a lot of app developers are not going to do that right away because, well, they don't need to.
It just seems weird that...
But it's going to still support 32-bit apps, though, right?
Yes,
it does. It does, but why?
To take full advantage of it.
But But yeah, like you're just wasting money.
Oh, but why bother?
It's like
why not take advantage of it?
Originally, the Retina display games, like anything with a Retina display when it came out as Retina, you had to develop a slightly. I know the code wasn't vastly different to make it Retina ready, but it was still different. And Retina ready apps did not particularly like running on non Retina devices.
Right.
They could, but they were crashy, they were laggy, they were buggy. It just seems weird that Apple keeps doing these things like every other year, these S things, that tend to segregate their developers a little bit, whereas Google is finally getting off of their asses and making things a little bit more streamlined for everybody.
I think
it's only taking them 5 years.
I think the issue, I think the issue here is also that Apple, I love them to death, I really do, but they need to stop being so worrisome. And I feel like they're worried of adding new features to their devices or releasing new devices with bigger screens or whatever because they're scared of the population may not accept it. And I think at this point they need to like realize that people are going to accept whatever the hell you put out there. Stop playing, stop being safe about it. Like seriously.
Yeah.
Like rip the damn the bandage off and give us a good device that people want. People want a larger
NFC.
Screen. Like, well, exactly. NFC, a larger screen. Like people want I want a larger screen. I love my
iPad. I want an iPad mini with the phone built in.
But this, no, I don't want that. But this screen is like
iPhone 5 screen is weird.
Why is it weird?
It's about the diameters. Oh my gosh. Dimensions.
It's, sorry. Yes, because it's an actual 16:9 resolution, 16:9.
I believe so.
10, one of those. Well, and yeah, I mean, that's not even the issue. The issue is just simply put, I just want a larger screen, like 5 inches.
Fair enough.
I think it's five. 5 inches is just not enough. No, 4 inches.
Yeah, the iPhone is four currently.
A 4-inch screen is just small.
Everybody likes more than 4 inches.
You know, Rachel, stop on that. I think this. Come on, you guys. I'm trying to have a serious conversation.
I'm right there with you. So anyways,
other phones. I completely agree.
Everybody does need more than 4.5 inches.
I just feel. By the way, so I just want a side note because since we're sidetracking, my Twitter feed is right next to my Google Hangout, which is the screen that I'm looking at right here. And all of a sudden, I see people talking that they're watching the TV show Toddlers and Tiaras, and apparently there was a girl named Rainbow Dash on the show. Like a mom named her daughter Rainbow Dash.
Wow.
I just don't know how I feel about that. Anyway,
if she's on that show, you should not be proud.
Yeah, that is definitely like 20% less true. Cool.
Well, there's an actual woman, a girl named that. But anyways, regardless, whatever.
That's what I'm saying. Is if her legal name is that, then yeah, she's definitely 20% less cool.
So, you know, right now I'm sort of at a standstill because Friday is the iPhone 5S. I'm gonna have to go to the Apple Store because I'm picking it up from my father and his business partner because the company is getting them. So, you know, what's stopping me from like going, oh, well, the company's paying for it, you know, let me buy it. Or you know, look at, like, I don't want to buy a Galaxy. People can say, oh, you should buy an S4. I don't want that piece of shit. Everybody has one of those. And I just feel like that's not an upgrade I compare it to the iPhone 5S. What is going on? Why is everybody looking down?
I was actually looking at my
Galaxy
S4.
We're all looking at our Galaxy phones.
Oh. My work phone is a Galaxy S4, which is funny, but I have a note.
You're resisting
from my
the urge to punch you in the face right now.
No.
I don't like the Galaxy S series. I'm not a fan of them.
But it has a barometer and a temperature gauge.
I couldn't hear you over my amazing screen on my Galaxy S3.
You know,
like,
whatever.
It's just so awesome.
iOS 7 is gorgeous.
No ways in my face.
But whatever.
iOS 7 is very pretty.
So,
and
yeah.
It's pastel pretty.
And also, it now has matching phones with all its pasteliness.
Yeah. So my options
get it in sky blue.
My options are sort of as follows. There are between the Nexus 5, whenever that gets announced, if it gets announced within the next 2 weeks, the Note 3, because that comes out on October 1st, and also today the Moto X Developer Edition came out, which 32 gigs, and an unlocked bootloader, which is something that I'd be interested in, for $649, which is the price that all these devices go for anyway. So I just don't know how I feel about a Google Motorola phone yet.
I like the features on the Moto X, some of that stuff, because I actually use the voice actions pretty frequently. The one thing that is frustrating is having to activate them. So I like the thought of having a low power processor handle all of the like voice actions, so it can be listening constantly. I don't let that scare me, because there's no way they could send that much data without you noticing on your bill. So I'm not worried about the privacy implications or anything like that. It'd be nice to say, hey Google, remind me to do something in 15 minutes, and it do that. Because I use the Google Keep is a great app for to do and task management, but it does voice recognition as well and ties into Google Now. So I can open up Google Now and say, hey Google, remind me to, you know, call somebody in 15 minutes. Or say, remind me to call somebody when I get home, and it recognizes that I'm saying, you know, hey, home, that means there, and it's geofenced on my reminders. The one big downside is activating that feature to start talking. So it'd be nice. Laziness, but
yeah. But one of my biggest hesitations towards switching over to Android has sort of been because I'm so in, like, my ecosystem is so Apple, with my iPad and my Mac here and at home, my Mac in the office, my server, which is a Mac Mini. I mean, it's just like I have all these Macs, and like the ecosystem has always worried me, but you know, I've like sort of come to a realization, like, I mean, you know, Google Contacts and Calendar do
are
the same
superior.
Crap. Well, right, they do the same crap that iCloud does. So I think my iCloud subscription is coming up to expire. So this is a good time to realize what the hell I'm doing, so I don't renew it and pay money.
Right.
For space that I'm not going to need. But I just don't know. I mean, what do you guys think? I mean, clearly I know. Let's talk about the Android thing, because if I said, what do you prefer, Android or iPhone? I know what the reply is going to be.
I think it's a unanimous Android. So
yeah, that's why it's so different, because...
I don't think an iPhone is fine and for the right person if it's your thing. Because my wife has an iPhone, and when we went and picked out phones, I chose an iPhone for her because she's just not really technologically into things, and she just needed something that works and was straightforward. Mm-hmm. So... and if you're that encased in that ecosystem,
when you say you're in that ecosystem,
Android is a pretty easy ecosystem to join into, and it's mostly open and mostly free. So you're not going to be like having to rebuy a bunch of apps and stuff by jumping over.
I think the biggest thing that you're going to have an issue with is translating what you have currently existed within Apple proprietary software, like iTunes and iTunes Match and that kind of thing, if you have any of that on your phone.
Well, see, and that's the thing. I don't use iTunes Match, and I can sync my music. Like, I have an app for my Mac that will sync Android devices with iTunes Music. So that's not a big deal. I had that because when I had the Nexus, I had a Nexus 1. Like, when a Nexus 1 came out,
oh, Jesus.
I bought one.
I try to forget.
I loved that device. That device, what was it, the Nexus 1? It was Nexus 1, yeah. I love that device.
T-Mobile exclusive, baby.
Well, right, so I had it. And it only ran on Edge with AT&T, because I have AT&T. And then they came out with the GSM version, like the one that worked for AT&T. So I sold it and bought that one and used it. And then I lent it to a friend. I went back to my iPhone. I lent it to a friend who didn't have a phone at the time, and he destroyed it. And so I never had a Nexus 1 again. I sent it to Google. They, like, repaired it, but they charged me. I was like, screw you. I don't want you to charge me. You should be covered under my warranty. Anyway, so whatever. And then I bought a Nexus tablet, Nexus 7 tablet. So I have that. So that's why I have this, because it's been like that. It's just, there's a difference between having an Android tablet and an Android phone.
Yes.
Yeah, all the time, yes.
Well, unless you get the Note 3, and then it's almost the same.
Well, right, right. Yeah. So
having the notes and stuff up on mine right now.
I will never drop my iPad. Like, I love my iPad too much. Same thing with Mac. Like, that's why I'll never go to PC. So, but my phone, I'm open to trying. Like, and like my main thing, like, I don't play games on my phone. I do social networking. I do email, texting, you know. So they're pretty basic things.
Well, then I would say Android's an easy transition.
That's gonna be, as we say, that's an easy switch if it's thing. Mostly social networks and other just.
Because they already have Android apps, web and they're apps. All free.
Yeah, they'll be. It'll be an easy transition.
If you decide to go with the Galaxy Note 3, you can get one of them Samsung Galaxy Gears.
Oh, you know what? Yeah. You can take that gear and shove it up your.
I don't even want one of those.
Oh, that is the biggest mistake.
I want to play with one, but I don't want.
Yeah, one. I want to get one, but I don't want to buy one.
Well, I don't. There's two reasons I don't want one. The first. Is going to be battery life. That first and foremost, it needs to have better battery life. Second is going to be the fact that it's only out of the gate, it's only tied to the Galaxy Note 3, and then potentially the 2 and the S3 and 4. But my personal phone is a Note 1 from way back in the day. So you have to have a Samsung device and a current new Samsung device in order to use it. And I'm like, I don't know if you're always going to. I'm always going to like your devices. So how about no?
Right, that's the thing. Yeah,
I don't know. At least they're trying. They're trying. They're trying to do something different. I respect that.
Yeah, it looks really cool. Like there's some neat features on it, but it's for
they're trying. That's someone who knows, they just haven't gotten it right yet.
Yeah, for someone who knows enough,
I think they were just trying to get something out before anybody else, and it just wasn't quite ready.
Yeah,
it needed some polishing.
Now, if only they would listen like Microsoft did. They actually screwed us over, so never mind.
Speaking of Microsoft, I actually got to play with my boss has a Microsoft phone. He is a Microsoft guy.
I am like so everything. Sorry.
No, it wasn't bad. I'm not rushing out to get one, but it was fun to play with.
I'm going to say, I've got a friend at work who actually has one, and he loves that thing. He said the biggest downside is apps. And
that is the biggest issue right now.
He's like, I love it. It's solid. It works perfectly. Everything's fluid. He said, except it doesn't have some of the apps that I would expect it to have. Like, I think Pandora is maybe one of them. I could be making that up, but it's something like fundamental. Not Facebook. Obviously, that's there. But it's one of those ones where you go, wait, they don't have that? I mean, I can understand BlackBerry not having it, but really? Like, Windows Mobile doesn't have
that? There's no Google Music?
Yeah. Technically, that works from any browser, so that should work.
But
I say any browser. Most browsers. Anyway.
I am excited. I will say one more thing is like with the Note 3, it has a removable battery, and that's really exciting because I haven't had a phone that you can remove a battery in 6 years. So
it's fantastic.
Boom. Just saying that
and expandable memory.
That would be great.
External memory. How about that?
Yeah, that'd be great for when I travel to Disney and my phone is dead within an hour and a half.
Yeah.
One
thing, like, I have an issue with the Nexus 4 right now is the battery life on the thing is not great. All right, so let's go ahead and move on from phone talk. just really quick, Rachel and I are big fans of Diablo 3, and they released Diablo this 3. Week. They are closing down the auction house in 2014. The biggest issues that fans have with the game, the real money and regular auction houses will be closed down in March of 2014.
What are you saying?
And what I'm saying is that's totally not revealing around when they're going to be doing the expansion. Totally not.
Okay, I was wondering what the relevance was for us non-Diabliites.
Yeah, absolutely not. It has absolutely nothing to do with the fact that they announced a new loot system for their expansion, and they haven't released a release date yet. I can't imagine.
No, it has nothing to do with that.
So, in related news, the Reaper of Souls expansion coming out somewhere around March of 2014.
There you go.
All right.
Hey, sorry, I was writing a show title on there.
That's why my whole list
all over Disney this episode. Disney exec made a statement that all of their standalone Star Wars movies, not the ones that will be part of the episodes, but the standalone ones, because they're trying to do one every year, and I guess they're going to kind of alternate, do, you know,
for 23 episode, bajillion
episodic
years.
One, and then do a standalone one, and they want to do in their standalone ones origin stories.
Well, that sounds familiar. Who else does that?
I'm okay with that.
I'm cool with it.
Oh, I have no problem with
as
it.
As long
I
just, they're good.
It just it makes
yeah,
sense.
Yeah, that's exactly it. It's just it's a matter of quality at this point. If you can't produce the quality, GTFO, you know. Yeah, if it's a good movie, I kind of hope that they focus on not necessarily the bigger characters. Like, I don't think I want to see... I don't know how much I want to see a Han Solo story, but I would like to see a Bounty Hunter movie.
I think that's one of the confirmed ones, is it not?
No, maybe. These are all speculations. Or Han Solo, Yoda, and Boba Fett.
Okay, I thought the Boba Fett one was
casting has just started, but there's no confirmation yet.
No confirmation. Lots of speculation, of course. But has anybody in here explored the Star Wars Expanded Universe, like the novels and stuff?
I have a little bit. Mainly like the New Jedi Order stuff.
Mm-hmm. Started that, but I never really got too much into it.
But
I did read the Han Solo trilogy by A.C. Crispin, I believe.
Probably.
You can fact check me on that. And it was good. And if they did
Megatron.
Something based on that, I'd be down totally for it. So, Megatron.
Megatron.
Yeah, I don't know where that came from either.
It's from Megatron. Or Scooby-Doo.
What?
I don't know what's going on right now.
Vito's inability to name things from, like, Megatron.
Are you talking about Frank Welker again? Why are we talking about Frank Welker?
So this is,
I'm so confused.
Happening. Me too. Moving on.
About the Murphy. I have no idea what we're talking about. About the Murphy.
Suddenly, I don't feel
that's
so
Peter Weller.
No.
Frank
it is
Welker.
Peter Weller.
Aha! See, I got it right, and Bud Long got it wrong.
I didn't know either of their names. I was just, it sounded familiar, so I figured I'd go for it.
Frank
Megatron.
Walker, Megatron. He was bred on Scooby-Doo.
So, yeah.
He's okay. Curious George.
Speaking of
right,
Curious George.
Science! The European Space Agency, basically Europe's version of NASA, is putting together a feasibility study to produce a robotic snake to send to Mars.
Please tell me it goes up on a plane.
I'm tired of these motherfucking snakes. I'm a motherfucking red planet.
There it is. CJ beat me to it.
Robot snakes on a Mars plane.
So basically, because of the issues that the rovers have run into, getting stuck into sand and whatnot, they're trying to develop a robot that would be more agile and able to get through different types of terrain. And it wouldn't be like a solo robot, not a solo snake roboting across
Army of robotic
the... So
snakes.
It won't
Mars
be prone
land.
To be frozen in a
carbonite. That wouldn't freak out the Martians at all.
Solo snake. Never mind, that was a bad
Why
joke.
Are the Earth people sending robot snakes to our planet? But no, it'd be like partnering up with a rover, and if a rover
Metal Gear
stuck,
Solid
ran
6.
Into mission.
Mars snake.
Solid Mars snake. Yeah, that works, sure.
Absolutely.
Is that solid red snake? Is that what we're looking at?
Sure. I like that. There it is.
That is good.
The robot snakes on Mars. Weird. Europe's in the process. It may just happen before Hollywood put snakes on Mars. We may actually do it in real life.
See, now you've just predicted the future. So we're going to get a stupid snake movie on Mars. It's going to happen.
As long as Samuel L. Jackson's in it, I'm on board.
Well, that's like who was it? I was listening to Stuff You Should Know. And I was listening to them the episode like 2 weeks after Sharknado came out, and one of the guys on there
God.
Evidently, no, he evidently predicted that movie like a year and a half ago. It was something to do with like, what we're running out of stuff to do. Next time, next thing you know, there's going to be, you know, giant fish, you know, killing people from the sky or something like, but it would mention tornadoes. Like his whole little thing was basically that plot, and somebody remembered it, pulled the audio and let the, and then sent it to him in an email. And they're like, you guys predicted this movie like a year and a half ago. It's really fun.
Nice.
Sharknado. Robot snake. NATO.
Don't know why we ever needed Sharknado, but sure.
we don't need a lot of things. So.
And apparently we need a sequel to that too. So.
Oh God! Don't even get me started.
we don't need a lot of things.
CJ has opinions.
Preferably not a sequel to Sharknado.
I have avoided Sharknado like the plague.
I haven't seen it either. I avoided it more than I did the Miley Cyrus VMA Awards or VMA show video. So.
Oh yeah, internet. Budlong won't let me twerk.
Hey, I think that's illegal in Louisiana. Twerking. I'm not gonna throw that. I'm not lying. I think that's an illegal act in Louisiana.
Nice
twerking.
Yeah, I think so.
How is that possible? Isn't that a newly invented thing?
Speaking of twerking, Jose, twerking, where can people find you on the internet?
In Louisiana.
I don't even know how that... That's the worst segue I've ever heard.
Speaking of twerking, what? Jose, what are you going to be up to?
Wait, so what am I doing? Where can they find me on the internet? You can find me on the internet in a lot of places. You can find me on Twitter, at CryptonLogic, right there. I will get this right. Down here... Somewhere is the websites that I partake in. You can find me at awapodcastappears.com. You can also find me on everfree.net for the latest in My Little Pony news and opinion articles and stuff like that. As I'm getting distracted by someone's typing in the Google Documents. Ha! Where else can you find me? You can find me, I'm on Facebook too, facebook.com/CryptonLogic, and you can email me. Jose at awapodcastbeers.com. Yay!
Yay! Hooray!
You can also call me. No, I'm just kidding.
At, hold on, 904.
Nine, that's the wrong zip code, but okay.
I know, dear. I know.
Dear? Oh, see, it wasn't true. Or false. Dang it.
Oh, wow.
Whoa. I can't talk.
This relationship is progressing too fast. You're going to smother him, CJ.
Speaking of smothering, you could reach the show at twitter.com/geekioshow, facebook.com/geekioshow. Our site, which has all of the notes and everything you could ever want, is at geek-io.com. You can catch all of our videos, including the 16 videos that it took to record this one episode, at geek-io.com/video.
It's going to be quite the show.
You can also contact the show at feedback@geek-io.com.
You know, I am so...
No, I know why we're having so much trouble tonight.
No.
Why? This will be interesting.
We've broken the Matrix. We have two different versions of CJ Jose in the same room.
Yes. Jose.
That's right. I've never been on at the same time before.
Wait, so that's what CJ stands for? It stands for Charles and Jose? Is that what that stands for? figured it out.
I can't.
Charles
even.
Jose.
You must have rehearsed this really well, because your timing between you and your recorded video acting as Jose is working out really well.
Yeah, you're right. Oh, thank you. I'd love to come back next week. I had a wonderful time at Disney. Thank you.
What?
I got
yes,
it.
Yes, CJ, we don't, what?
All right, Rachel, who do we got coming on next
week? Guys, it's a joke. Get it? Because it doesn't, whatever.
It was supposed to be pre-recorded. I thought it was funny.
It was funny. Thank you. Someone got it. Thank you for being the smart one.
Yeah, anytime.
Sorry, I'm trying to read it.
Next week we have Miguel La Rosa on.
Yeah, my brother, Miguel La Rosa.
La Rosa.
We look alike, by the way, if you ever see us in person.
The other Hispanic guy who looks like he's white.
Sure.
And all you white Hispanic guys, we're currently surveying our listeners to learn more about you. All you white Hispanic guys. Please take a few minutes to visit our website and click on the survey link found in the show notes for each episode. Thank you.
Geek IO is a proud member of the ALPA network at awildpodcastappears.com, along with A Wild Podcast Appears by Jose, Miguel, and Alex. Geek IO previews. We just last week wound up the summer movie SmackDown. I won.
Whoa. Hold on.
It's okay. He's decided to wear his Bud Long suit.
Yeah, exactly. I am both Jose and Bud Long.
It's kind of like an Edgar suit, only much better looking.
Can't touch this. Twerk time, baby. Uh-huh.
You need to stop.
Hammer time.
CJ,
you're becoming
irrelevant. I swear if you twerk, you will be sleeping outside.
I will report it to the police in what city was that? Oh, some city. Oh, I can't even have it up. It's some weird Louisiana town.
But that is...
That was terrible.
De Quincey.
Thank
you. Summer movie SmackDown just wrapped up. Bud Long won. Check out last week's show for that. But We are coming up on the winter movie SmackDown. Gung, 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 gung. The season is starting the first week of November, but around somewhere in the first week of October, pay attention to social media, we will be doing the show live with Andy Young hosting once again. This time, Jose has agreed to join us.
I have?
Yay!
I agreed to no such activity.
Wait, does that mean he's taking on the slightly crazed kind of QQ emo role this time?
No. Yes, he's going to spend $50 on the first movie on the show.
Blow it all the first shot. Gotcha.
I'm confused.
Yes. You agreed to it, Jose. We talked about this on Facebook.
No, I'm well aware of that part.
I don't have an exact date for it yet. I'm guessing Chef Wonder Media is taking a little bit of a hiatus because there's nothing else on here. How It Stacks finally got up their show today.
That wasn't totally not on me.
I didn't even check.
It's up.
Yeah, the
it's a mighty morphotunal episode of something.
The Skittles episode is up.
Skittles
on the feed right now.
The racist episode is up.
Yeah. Well, Disney Geek IO is not happening this week. That's going to happen next week.
Mm-hmm.
Comic Geek IO is somewhere.
Don't sound too excited, Thanos.
PJ just started a new job. I just started a new job. Right now, both of us are starting to try and talk about recording, and we both instantly fall asleep.
Yes, also, PJ is like not available because our website is blocked at his job.
Yes.
Guys, well, it's okay because APA is a porn website.
Because Comic Geek IO is...
So that's why it asked for a password?
Guys on that... It could classify as porn depending on how you look at it.
I mean, listen, I didn't say it was human porn.
Today in twerk history, I mean...
Speaking of Sonic sex comics...
This week in sex comics.
Oh my.
That is it for Geek.io previews for this week.
Also,
yeah, we're kicked off of the web today.
Well, that just happened.
Yeah. Goodbye, Germany.
And every other country.
That's okay, because Germany doesn't think that we could sound or look better, because apparently we're already fabulous there.
Listen, Germany, I refuse to ever go to Germany again, because I'm banned there.
Do you guys think we could look or sound better? If you do, or you want to help us out, go over to geek-io.com/chipjar to donate some much-needed geek love to the show. If you donate $5 or more, I will actually take CJ's mic away for an entire episode and make him sit there and just look at the camera. Or if you want something else, I'll let them read it at the top of the show for you.
Best spending of $5 ever.
All right, let me go donate right now.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
No, I don't have any money.
I'm okay with this. I could just stare into your soul.
But you have to look sad.
Nope, put... Head down a little
part
bit.
Part of the deal.
We don't see your forehead yet. A little bit, a little lower. But there it is.
I'm angry.
Just forehead.
We can't hear you either because Rachel keeps muting you.
No.
I am going to go eat in Germany because they have awesome brats and beer.
Oh, God,
and we can be heard on Stitcher Radio as well as iTunes. Be sure to leave us an honest review, and we'll gladly read it on the show. Love you, Sexy Nachos.
And also, person who is claiming to be Sexy Nachos that messaged me the other day. I don't know if that is valid.
You just got muted somehow.
It wasn't me.
No, it wasn't. It didn't notify us. You just stopped talking.
He looks so sad and depressed right now.
Nobody actually muted you, CJ. Something just happened. Check your mic.
Nope.
I'm checking my mic. Okay. My way external mic.
I'm not even playing with that right now. Thank you very much.
So, final words of thought. Anything we want to talk about before we head on out?
Stuff's going to start happening. It's going to be bad.
It's going to be like playing Portal. We're going to see something go through the left wall and then show out to the right wall.
Oh, that's amazing.
That could be so much fun. Wait for it.
To Rachel Green.
All right. Final words of thought. I believe Jose has something to say.
I do have something to say. Rainbow Dash is best pony.
Lies.
Ever, evidently.
Well, I didn't write ever.
Oh, somebody else wrote that.
Lies.
Okay. We assume
ever.
No. Pinkie Pie is not best pony.
Fluttershy. I hurt Fluttershy.
I keep thinking this every time I hear
don't know any of
the
other ones'
pony.
Names. Whoop. I only know Pinkie Pie because my daughter had Pinkie Pie toothpaste at one point.
It does need to be 20% cooler. This show is 20% cooler with me on it.
Now, see, it would be 30% cooler if we could get rid of a certain person, certain cranky person.
Why are we showing
don't
receipts?
Talk about Bud Long.
It needs to be about 20% cooler.
That's my text.
All right, folks.
Nice.
On that note, hold on. I can do this. Hold on. Buttons.
More forehead.
Going to start going
more
off.
Forehead.
Forehead.
Are we playing ringtone sounds? Is that
we
what
need
we're
more
doing?
More forehead.
Are we playing ringtone sounds? Is that ringtone? What we're... Or
no.
Text message alerts?
158 dollars.
It needs to be about 20% cooler.
Thank you, CJ Boat. Much appreciated.
It needs to be about 20%
cooler. All right, I'm gonna slap you.
Hey, look. This is all I have to say.
Oh, you missed it. You missed it on the hold on. You missed it on the show. I think it was the second show that I was on an OPA. We were doing the pre-show talking, and Jose left his microphone fully open. And his Facebook makes weird noises, or at least it used to, when you message him. So all five of us were sitting there messaging Jose nonstop, so it was making this squee noise constantly. It was amazing. Yeah, that one.
I have to say, that's probably the best sound ever.
Yeah, you had all five of us just messaging Jose because we wanted to hear the sound.
Yep.
I still have Bud Long as my message.
All those sound effects.
All right, folks. On that note, let's go ahead and head on out of here. We will see you next week. Keep calm and geek out. Bye. Work time, baby.
God,
you've been
no.
listening to a part of the Geek.io podcast network.
Loud noises!
Copyright 2013.
Visit us at geek-io.com for all of our great shows.
The pressure is building slowly, inexorably inside me. Oh my.
Just because you don't understand it doesn't mean it's bad for you. Go figure out how it works.
I want to get out of here. I want to leave this place right now.
Ding.
Game over.
Fries are done.